What is going on with y'all, man? It is Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video, so y'all already know what's going on. All right, y'all. Now, today we are here to talk about Taryn Manning. As you could already tell by the title, thumbnail of this video, right? Now, I was doing my usual scrolling. You know, I gotta scroll a lot to, you know, keep digging up this stuff, but seems like this was something that I missed, you know, all over TikTok, good amount of channels, you know, posted some videos about her, and I was like, dang, how could I have missed Taryn Manning talking the way that she's been talking for the last couple of years? Now, y'all already know who this is. I could put a couple pictures up here from Hustle and Flow. Most of y'all might recognize her from that. Also, Orange is the New Black. I don't know which one you would say she is most known from. Both pretty big in the film industry. Maybe she's mostly known for Orange is the New Black. That probably was the bigger show that she was on, right? I was just going through all of her lives, you know, that she's done on TikTok and Instagram, and, you know, you kind of got to weed past some of the stuff where she's just talking about a bunch of random stuff. I think if some of y'all have already heard some of this stuff, then you kind of have an idea what we're about to talk about and listen to. Now, she's been on Unwind with Tasha K. She was on another podcast with some comedian that I'm going to let y'all hear in a second, where she talks about, you know, being offered fortune and fame and to live forever if she would just do one certain thing, and that was drink the golden juice. Now, that is her term of, you know, selling her soul. And maybe the golden juice has, you know, a couple of different meanings, but it's something we'll definitely get into after I play the clip. But I thought this was interesting because it's another actress from the industry, and You know, these people aren't making up anything that they have been through. And it seems like she definitely has some traumas from the fame that, you know, she's gained throughout her life. She talks about Terrence Howard and Hustle and Flow and how they didn't pay her anything. She's talked about Diddy and Clive Davis. You know, she's talked about Tom Hanks. She just talked about the industry in general. And you can tell it has done a number on her. I mean, she's 46, 47 now. So obviously she looks a little older, you know. But it has definitely, fame has done a number on her. Without making this intro too long, y'all, I just want to jump right into this one, man. Let's check out some of these clips. Then I'll come back and talk to y'all a little bit more, all right? Check this out.
The Father comes. He's the truth, the way, and the life. And just saying that is such a breath of fresh air. Why? Because it's the Holy Spirit. It's the breath of life with that we breathe inside of us, that, you know, when we come out of our mommy's vaginas, when they spank us, it's because basically we're amphibians floating around in a sack, and then they spank us, and that's the first breath we take. You need to understand that, I'm sorry, understand, my bad. See how easily, you need to understand that you are a gift. You're a miracle. You're a miracle. A little baby that was born. A baby that was born. A little sweet baby. Oh, I mean, what a miracle that our bodies can do this. And how easily trashed this theory is, this, not theory, this miracle of life, it's called. How dare? Just like the little girl in the climate change, how dare you just trash babies like that? Can I have a couple? Because I would love one. Can I have your baby, please? Please, can I have your baby? Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot. There's a lot. There's a lot inside of me, and there's a lot that needs to come out. And I don't get, you know, I don't care anymore. I really do hope that I'm not murdered for speaking about certain things. I really pray that I'll make it through. But you know what? If I don't, just know that I wasn't suicidal. And I just love humans, and I just believe so much in humans, and I just want everybody to thrive.
Now, I wanted to show y'all that clip first because it gives you an idea of who she's become. Now, the average person will see a person talking, you know, and acting like that, having those kind of weird movements and all fast and just mannerisms a little off. You think she's off her rocker, right? You know, you think she on drugs. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I honestly haven't been keeping up with her. I haven't thought of her. I haven't really seen her on anything. It's been a while. So when I was, you know, checking out some of her stuff, I was pretty surprised that, you know, she was talking about things the way that she actually does. Man, I have to say, I have no idea how she was able to sound like a baby so perfect. That that has to be some kind of witchery going on. I have no idea.
When they spank us.
Nah, for real though, you know, she almost sounds like she's just always in character. It's either she's that good of an actress and it just feels that way, but, you know, she sounded really in character. But if you notice at the end of that clip, she said she hopes she doesn't get killed. And like a lot of people say, she said she's not in any kind of mood that will cause her to unalive herself. So if something just randomly happened to her, we already know what's going on. Now, I wanted to play y'all that first because it leads up to the clip about the golden juice and her being offered fortune and fame. And she talks about some of her other cast members on Orange is the New Black, just so you can get a gist of where she's coming from. All right. Check this out.
I think money does wild things to people's brains, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if you didn't have it growing up and then all of a sudden you have it.
Yeah.
It just scrambles your brain.
Yeah.
And also that dad seems like real trash.
Yeah.
Person.
I never met him. I met Lynn, but not her dad.
And then with Brittany Murphy, like looking at these cases, is there a little part of you that's like, oh, thank God. I didn't
think it's
get
interesting
that
Brittany Murphy bought Britney Spears' house that was covered in black mold. And that's why Britney Spears moved out. And then Brittany Murphy bought that house. I always thought that was interesting. Like black mold is very dangerous.
Very
for
dangerous.
Our health. So I always thought that was interesting. Because she died with like pneumonia, I think. Like pneumonia and just like out of nowhere.
I mean, the documentary about that guy, Simon, who I think had the same drugs in his system or something, and him and the mom were in cahoots. I mean, I think it's like there was a lot of really spooky shit around that. Do you ever sort of feel like you're glad you didn't get to that level? When you say like, I don't get asked to star in movies. You know what I mean? When you say that, like, do you think there's a level of fame that is just too dangerous for a psyche?
Yeah. So if you don't drink the Kool-Aid. You don't drink the gold juice. So I was offered the gold juice 3 times in my 20s, my 30s, and
what's
my 40s.
That? Pee? A lot of golden showers.
The gold juice that I will live forever and I'll have whatever I want. The gold juice. You never offered the gold juice?
No. I'm a scumbag comic. What's the gold juice?
I don't know, but I didn't drink it and I didn't want it. And
is this in
I noticed when all the girls, certain girls on Orange changed. Yeah, it's a real thing. It's like a real thing. Like, it's all a real thing. And it's scary because they send, like, people after you and they can, like, kind of moonlight as, like, a friend or, you know, and they're wolf in sheep's clothing. And listen, you can have everything you want, all the fame in the world, all the money. I'm like, what if I just drank it? But then I, you know what I mean? Like, what if I, and I don't know what it is. It's if it's a metaphor for the gold juice, like, You feel what I'm saying?
Mostly.
And
if there's a tincture that makes you younger, I better know where. You better let me in on this. If adrenochrome is real, I'll be first
apparently
in line.
Apparently, you can put, you know, some of the women put like some type of like baby's foreskin on their face.
Sure,
something.
Sure. Why do you think I'm having a kid? You think I want to be a mother?
Wow.
You're insane. Okay. Kevin Listen. Spacey already called dibs on this. He just
Ew.
He just wired me $2 million to my PayPal.
That's all.
It's kind of odd that she's on the podcast talking about the gold juice and she basically has on a gold shirt. I don't know. It's just something I noticed, but she said these people are wolves in sheep's clothing. You know, she talked about some of her cast members on Orange is the New Black, and she said some of them, she saw them change after they drunk the golden juice. They started talking about, you know, or the host, comedian, you know, making jokes about, hey, if there's something out there that makes you younger, then I want in, you know. And I cut it off before she started talking about adrenochrome, but she said, you know, that she didn't believe in adrenochrome, right? But she's also trying to say that she doesn't really know what the golden juice is. Maybe it's a metaphor. You know, maybe whoever told her that or who offered her that three times, notice that number three, you know, it's like they'll always offer you three times. It's like three is the magic number. It's the, you know, it incites the ritual. It's like they say third time is a charm. Like, I remember someone, like, in North Georgia, you know, further up from where I'm at in Georgia, there was this church, and it was, like, a haunted church. And it was, like, if you walk around the church three times, the lady will appear in the window who basically haunts the church, the spirit, right? So, you know what that number three does? It's, like, they're not going past three. She said they offered her in the 20s. Her 30s, and again in her 40s. Mind you, she's 46, I think. So, you know, she's had the chance multiple times to take the deal for fortune and fame. She also said to live forever. Think about that. She said they offered her to live forever. And that goes to the topics that we always talk about conscious transferring and transferring consciousness into clones. We have to think about that, you know, in a sense, you know, being able to channel and put your consciousness in another being. And we're kind of going to go into that a little bit in our next video on Sunday sacrifice video. I got a very good topic for y'all coming up. You know, that's, you can tell she is very serious. Like, the other girl is trying to be all funny and stuff like that, but, you know, her mannerisms, like the way she's tapping her hands together while she's describing it, is like she is living through it. And you could tell there's a little bit of, you know, she kind of regrets it a little bit, but then, you know, deep down, you know, she wouldn't allow herself to just completely sell out. Although she's had some, you know, pretty good success in the film industry, obviously, is nothing like a lot of other actresses, because clearly she didn't take that deal, or at least we're going to assume that, right? But that's, you know, that was something to think about. I listened to that a couple times just to kind of look at her and how the way that she was, you know, she was talking. But I got one more clip to play, y'all, and then we'll come back and wrap the video up. All right, y'all, check this out.
Nice. Yeah, it's like Terrence Howard. Great guy. Great guy. Great guy. Great guy. Yep. What he asked me to do every day before set. Great guy, though. Great guy. Great actor. Yeah. But guess what? I'm not a snitch. Guess what? Because I know that the Lord's gonna save me, because I'm not a me too-er. I'm not someone that's a money-hungry lady. I know exactly what happened to me. Great guys. But listen,
great actors, great artists. Great guys. Yeah, these are great guys. Great theys, great thems. I mean, who knows anymore? Great demons. I don't know. Great shapeshifters. Yeah.
Ab Davis, I know that him and P. Diddy were boyfriends and boyfriends. And that's basically how P. Diddy got to the top. And I know that that's why Whitney Houston's not with us anymore. And that, you know, that letter that she handed to Brandy, was it? Yeah, was it Brandy that day? And Monica, I've always wondered what that said. Probably run for your life. Like, man, I wish I could perform, but not worth it.
So that pretty much wraps up this video. As you heard in that clip, you know, she definitely not afraid, you know, to talk about, you know, a lot of the stuff we mentioned on this channel. You know, she talked about them being demons and shapeshifters, and Terrence Howard sound like he demanded sex from her before them filming on set of Hustle and Flow. She didn't exactly say that, but she said, I know what's been done to me. I know what Terrence Howard wanted from me, you know, before they filmed everything. So she's definitely not afraid to speak her mind and, you know, talked about Clive Davis and Diddy, which we all know that situation. They definitely were probably boyfriends at one point, and everybody pretty much knows Clive Davis groomed and made Diddy who he is today. So I don't think we have to spend too much time on that one, man. I just wanted to throw that last clip in there just to show anyone who hasn't seen her actually talk about these things that, you know, she's fully, as far as what she's willing to say, she's fully crossed over the spectrum. But I'm pretty sure she, you know, knows a lot more that she hasn't really talked about. And she's probably afraid to really say certain things. But yeah, y'all, I just wanted to hop on here with y'all today, man. Not too long of a video. Y'all stay tuned tomorrow for the usual drop, man. Y'all already know that video will be up about 4-5 o'clock usual time. Y'all stay tuned. We got another one dropping. As always, I appreciate y'all listening. Appreciate y'all keeping up with all the vids, man. That being said, it's Black Balloon, and I'm going to see y'all soon, all right? I'm out.